Why is it that the easiest way to figure out how much you value your own time is to, well, to just see how irrationally angry you get when someone else is like 5 minutes late?
Oh, absolutely. It's such a huge trigger for most of us.
Right. Well, welcome to today's deep dive. We are pulling directly from the Laws of Life workbook to prep you for week one, day four.
And you've already done so much heavy lifting over the first 3 days, learning the theory that time is temporal capital.
Yeah, and that lateness fundamentally breaks a commitment.
Exactly. But today, the source material shifts. We are moving from abstract learning to some pretty uncomfortable reality. Today is all about a specific formula designed to expose your deeply wired behavioral flaws.
Yeah, the core of day four is reviewing the SHARP method. S is for schedule it. H, head out early.
A, arrive ready.
Right? R is respect the moment, which actually means treating transition time as sacred, not just an afterthought. And P, present, means present.
It sounds so simple when you list it out like that.
It does. Like, my genuine immediate reaction is, oh, I already do most of these things. But the workbook points out that skimming this formula without self-critique is, it's like a PhD student grading a freshman's paper while completely ignoring the massive typos in their own dissertation.
That is such a great analogy.
Right. But wait. As a neuroscientist, why is that immediate confidence actually a red flag? I don't feel like I'm in denial.
Well, it's because your brain acts like a highly aggressive spam filter when it comes to self-criticism. I mean, rewriting long-held beliefs about yourself burns immense caloric energy.
Oh, so it's literally an energy-saving measure.
Exactly. To save energy and protect your ego, the brain takes the path of least resistance. It sends uncomfortable truths straight to the junk folder, before your conscious mind even gets to read them.
So by instinctively thinking like I'm good at respecting the moment, I'm really just experiencing a biological defense mechanism.
Precisely. And the workbook warns that dodging this is a trap. If you want to rewrite the mental code regarding how you value time, you have to force the system.
You have to ruthlessly isolate your absolute weakest letter in that SHARP acronym today.
Right. But just knowing the acronym doesn't magically bypass that ego defense.
No, it doesn't, which is why the exercise forces you to answer two specific questions at the end. First, obviously, identifying that weakest point. But the second one, comparing how you feel when others are late to how you feel when you are late.
I love that second question. It exposes a fascinating double standard in our neurobiology.
Woo-hoo!
Well, when you are late, your brain floods with cortisol. You feel stressed, right? You're embarrassed.
Yeah.
But you judge yourself strictly on your intentions.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll tell myself the traffic was unexpectedly bad or my last meeting ran over.
Right, but when someone else is late.
We feel totally disrespected.
Exactly. We judge them entirely on their actions.
It's the classic fundamental attribution error playing out in real time.
It really is. And exploring that specific gap is what actually helps rewire how your brain calculates the value of commitments.
But that rewiring doesn't just happen because you had an epiphany once while reading.
Definitely not. You need the daily reps.
Right. The workbook insists you keep up with your custom stack 3 times today, morning, midday, and evening.
And for anyone who needs a quick refresher, your stack is that personalized list of code rewrites, distillation points, and quotes you've been building over the last 3 days.
You have to actively overwrite those old habits.
Yeah, those mental reps are crucial for carving out permanent neural pathways. And all of this sets up the payoff for tomorrow.
Day five, where things get messy.
Oh, very messy. You're going to take this SHARP formula and run an actual real-life event from your past through it.
Taking it out of the theoretical and into the real world to see exactly where your systems broke down.
Exactly.
So as you prepare for that, remember to cap off today with your bedtime reminder. Tonight, ask yourself, since mortal life is a one-way trip, how can I better spend my limited temporal capital?
That is such a profound question to let your subconscious just, chew on while your brain consolidates today's learning during sleep.
It really is. To bring it all together, reading about behavior is easy, but changing it is hard.
Definitely.
So I'll leave you with this final thought to mull over. If your brain is constantly recording your actions to write your internal code, what line of code are you writing right this exact second as you prepare to tackle today's workbook?